Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida, getting set for the resumption of Game 2 of this six-game set between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Last night's game was suspended in the top of the second due to rain and will be completed here today. We will finish all nine innings, and we were supposed to play a second seven-inning game right after, but due to a delay at the start of the resumption of this game, we are now pushing that back to tomorrow for 2 7-inning affairs. At the time of last night's delay, St. Lucie was up to bat with two outs and runners at first and second in a scoreless ballgame. That's where we're going to pick up. Obviously, nothing really to talk about from last night's game, nothing really happened. So let's take a look elsewhere around the Florida State League and see the games that actually did end up being played. Clearwater, they beat the Lakeland Flying Tigers on the road at Joker Marchant Stadium 5-2. Tampa, the Tarpons, they beat Palm Beach 4-1. Bradenton took down Jupiter, getting a game back on the Lakeland Flying Tigers for that last playoff spot in the division. They beat Jupiter 2-1. And finally, Daytona took down Fort Myers 3-1. How that all affects the standings, obviously ours did not change, and St. Lucie's did not change, but we'll start in the East as always. The Jupiter Hammerheads are now back at 500, 25-25 in the second half, two games up on the second-place Daytona Tortugas, who sit at 22-26, alongside the Palm Beach Cardinals, but they've already clinched their playoff spot, so it really doesn't matter for them. The St. Lucie Mets, they're still in last place, 16-33 in the second half, 8.5 games back of first. And in the West Division, the Lakeland Flying Tigers still hold a game lead in the West Division with a 32-18 second half record, a game up on the 31-19 Clearwater Threshers, and two games up on the third place Bradenton Marauders, who are sitting at 30-20. Tampa, back at 500, they're 25-25, 10 games back of first. Fort Myers, they're in fifth. The Mighty Muscles are 23-27 in the second half, 9 games out of a playoff spot. And your Dunedin Blue Jays are in last place, 21-28 in the second half, 10.5 games back, and just 7 games away from elimination. And let's get into tonight, the resumption of this ballgame. Saul Garcia will get the quote-unquote start, actually a relief appearance. He's making his 22nd appearance of the year for St. Lucie. He's posted a 5-8 win-loss record with a 4.73 ERA through 66 and 2/3 innings of work. The 20-year-old out of Venezuela is coming off a string of pretty good starts, back-to-back good starts, I should say. August 11th against Palm Beach at home at Clover Park, 5 1/3, just 2 runs given up. And the last time he went out on August 18th, he went 6 innings in that start, getting the win over in each of the last 2 appearances he's been in. He gave out just 1 hit, no runs, and struck out 9. He was a little bit wild. He walked 3 guys and hit 2, but no runs came in to score against him. And for your Blue Jays, Eliander Ecalde will get the also quote-unquote start. 20th appearance on the year for him, a 5-6 record with a 5.32 ERA through 64 1/3 innings of work. The 20-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela, recently celebrated his birthday towards the middle of this month, and he's been solid over his last few outings. So far this month, a 3.60 ERA through 5 innings of work, just 2 runs total allowed. And towards the back half of the month of July, he looked really good, 4 1/3 over his last 2 July appearances, just 1 run allowed. Looking for him to keep this nice string of results going. No roster moves, as we're still playing the same game as we were yesterday, so let's remind you of the lineups. First for the Mets, managed by Gilbert Gomez. Batting first, the shortstop, Diego Mosquera. Batting second in left field, Karel Paz. Batting third in center field, Nick Morabito. Batting fourth at third base, Wilfredo Lara. Batting fifth, the catcher, Vincent Perozzo. Batting 6th in right field, Carlos Dominguez. Batting 7th, the DH, Kellum Clark. Batting 8th, first baseman, Yurel Martinez. And rounding out the order for the Mets, batting 9th, second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight again. Batting 1st in center field, Braden Berry. Batting 2nd, third baseman, Tucker Thoman. Batting 3rd in right field, Jace Borofin. Batting 4th, the DH, Roque Salinas. Batting 5th at first base, Brennan Orff. Batting 6th, the shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting 7th, second baseman, Angel Del Rosario. Batting 8th, the catcher, Nick Deschamm. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting 9th in left field, Jaden Rudd. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. First pitch will be in about 10 or so minutes for the resumption of Game 2 of this series. The only game we will play. Again, we will play all nine. So stay tuned here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, and we'll be back in about 10 minutes for first pitch.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark in beautiful but a little rainy Dunedin, Florida, getting set for the continuation of last night's Game 2 of this six-game set between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Eliander Acalde will be on the bump, taking over the pitching duties from Yandri Rojas, who got the start last night. This is the eighth relief appearance of the season for Acalde, who's been pitching pretty well as of late, a 3.60 ERA through the month of August and dating back to his last two appearances in July, just one run across those two through four and a third innings of work. It is the top half of the second. There are runners on first and second for St. Lucie, and it's going to be the nine-hole hitter Kevin Villavicencio stepping in with two down, as I said. No score in this ballgame, top of the second. Kellum Clark will be on second base. Yurel Martinez on first, and Kevin Villavicencio, the last batter, the only guy in the St. Lucie lineup who did not take an at-bat last night, stepping in. Righty-righty matchup. Acalde will start out of the stretch. Looking towards second, the righty comes set, kicks, fires. Now we are back underway. First pitch, that one a little bit upstairs. 1-0 to start off Villavicencio. Wind's blowing out towards right center field here at TD Ballpark. 87 degrees and a bit cloudy. We underwent about an hour and a half delay for the resumption of this game, as it was originally supposed to be a doubleheader here tonight, and now just the one game will be played. It will go the full nine. Cut and a miss there on that fastball by Villavicencio. Now the count is 1-1. St. Lucie with the chance to draw first blood in this contest. Top of the second, two down. Runner in scoring position, another runner at first base. Acalde kicks, fires, the 1-1, cut, and a miss. 1-2, now the count. High fastball, got him to go after it. Villavicencio playing in his team-leading 100th game of the year, .244 average, two home runs, 35 RBIs. Acalde looking to get out of this inning, with the game still tied at zero. Now time called to the plate by Nick Deschamps, saw that clock winding down right as Eliander Acalde was about to pick up that left leg. Now Villavicencio back in the box. Acalde comes set, checks second base, now turns, kicks, fires. Foul tip off the mask of Nick Deschamps over to the Blue Jays on deck circle, and the count stays 1-2. Got a piece of that fastball. Again, top of the zone, 92 miles an hour. This will be an all-ABS game. Davion Frye, who started the game behind home plate last night, still back there tonight. He will get the indication from the earpiece via a beep, whether it is a strike or not. Acalde steps off. That'll be his second disengagement. Count still 1-2 to Villavicencio. Acalde looks in, waiting for Villavicencio to dig back in, and he does. Looking in towards Nick Deschamps. Now he comes set. And the 1-2 again. In the air towards center field. Barry going back towards the track, but he'll settle right on the beginning of the warning track, and he makes the grab for out number three. Acalde comes in, gets the final out of the inning, leaves runners on first and second. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. We're still scoreless. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that can be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Brendan Orff is going to lead things off. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is the right-hander, number 49, Saul Garcia, taking over for last night's starter, Jose Gomez, who only got to go the one inning, giving up no runs and walking one. First pitch to Brendan Orff, taken high and inside. The fastball at 91 misses, 1-0 to start off Orff. Garcia on the year, making his 22nd appearance for the Mets, a 5-8 record with a 4.73 ERA. That one in there evens up the count, 1-1 now to Brendan Orff. Orff listed as an outfielder on the roster, but the first baseman here tonight. Checks his swing. That one inside. Did he go around? He didn't, says Alex Lowry, and it's a 2-1 count. Orff was the Blue Jays' 13th round pick this year out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, playing in his 21st game of the year, the most out of any of the draft picks. The 2-1. That one hammered towards right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Nice line shot in the pole direction. And the Blue Jays have a runner on with nobody out. Now for Manuel Beltre. Let's remind you of the defense for the Mets in the outfield left to right. Karel Paz, Nick Morabito, and Carlos Dominguez along that infield third to first. Wilfredo Lora at third. Diego Mosquera at short. Kevin Villavicencio at second base. And Yurel Martinez mans first with Vincent Perozzo behind the dish. Now first pitch to Manuel Beltre. Fastball off the plate outside. 1-0 to get him started. Beltre playing in his 84th game of the year. .234 average. 5 home runs. 41 RBIs. That one at the knees. Slider just caught the bottom part of the zone. 1-1 the count. Beltre with the fourth most games played out of anybody on this Dunedin roster. 83. The only players ahead of him are Tucker Thoman, Jaden Rudd, and Roque Salinas. Takes that one off the plate outside as well. 2-1 the count. Runner on first and nobody gone here, bottom half of the second inning. Righty-righty matchup. Garcia comes set. Now move over to first, and Brendan Orff back in standing up. Garcia had a really nice day on the mound the last time he was up pitching for St. Lucie. August 18th against the Jupiter Hammerhead, 6 innings of one-hit baseball, no runs. He did hit 2 and walk 3, but he struck out 9. Again, no runs given up. A really nice day, earning yet another win, his 5th of the year. That one missed off the plate outside. 3-1 the count. He does have the tendency to get a little wild, but he's got pretty good stuff with those 9 Ks alluding to that. The 3-1 fouled back to the screen. Now full 3-2 to Beltre. We did see Saul Garcia back on June 30th, the only time we have faced off against St. Lucie, bar this series. Went 3 innings, gave up 1 run on just 1 hit, walked a couple, hit 1, struck out 5. Got no decision in that ball game. That one yanked, low and outside, back to the backstop. Orff was taken off with a pitch. He's going to get there either way with the base on balls for Manuel Beltre. Now runners on first and second, nobody out for Angel Del Rosario. Angel Del Rosario stepping in for the first time of this ballgame. Only the top 4 in the lineup got a chance at the plate. Tucker Thoman reached on a walk. He was the only Blue Jay to reach base. Now runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in this half inning. Blue Jays trying to draw first blood. Runner on second, runner on first. Garcia taking a look at the runner right behind him. Kicks, fires. Now looking to lay down a bunt is Delrow, and he pulls it back, takes it for a ball, rather a strike, 1-0. 0-1. Goodness. Delrow has been swinging a really nice bat as of late. Takes that one on the outside corner now. An 0-2 count to him. On the year, 272 average, 347 OBP. In the month of August, he's been batting 425, 17 of 40 at the plate, with a home run and six RBIs. O-2, that one misses off the plate outside. Fastball. Now the count 1-2 to Delrow. Four home runs, 24 RBIs on the season for Angel Del Rosario. Hasn't played at any other level this year, but he did go to extended spring for a couple weeks earlier this season. The 1-2. Line shot right side. That's going to be a fair ball and towards the right field corner. They're going to wave around Orr from second base. Delrow's on his way to second. An extra base hit for him. He slides into second with an RBI double. Angel Del Rosario just continues to hit here in the month of August. Driving in his seventh RBI this month alone, 25th on the year. That's going to get Dan McKinney out of the dugout. Here, no outs into the bottom half of the second again for Sal Garcia. Blue Jays take the game's first lead, 1-0 here in the second. Beltre moves over to third. Now runners on second and third for Dunedin, and Nick DeShambeau up. Great piece of hitting going with that ball outside, just punching it inside the line, the first baseline, towards the right field corner. Dominguez was able to get to it before it could get to the corner, leaving Beltre at third, only advancing the two bags. And now everybody leaves the mound. Davion Fry doing his job, breaking up the meeting. The Blue Jays have a chance to take a pretty good lead here in this bottom half of the second inning. Now Nick DeShambeau stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup, runners in scoring position for Dunedin. Already 14 pitches for Garcia, no outs recorded. The righty comes set, working out of the stretch, kicks, fires that one in there on the outside corner. Breaking ball starts it off 0-1. Nick DeShambeau recently off the IL, spent about 2 weeks on the injured list. Missed out on the Lakeland and Clearwater series. Was with the team for that entire two-week road trip, but didn't get to play. That one low and inside, 1-0 1-1 to start him off. Nick DeShambeau on the year playing now in his 51st game. Three home runs, 14 RBIs, a 166 average. That OBP about 170 points higher. That one chopped right side. That should score a run. Beltre will score. Over to first with the throw was via Vicencio. The 4-3 put out, but an RBI for Nick DeShambeau's troubles. Dunedin doubles the lead. It's 2-0 now. Moving over to third was Angel Del Rosario. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the first time. Infield comes in for St. Lucie. Runner at third, one away. Another righty-lefty matchup. Garcia kicks, fires, first pitch to Rudd. That one in there for a called strike. Right down the pipe with the fastball, 0-1. Jaden playing in his 95th game of the year. 196 average, two home runs, 32 RBIs. That one a little bit low, and it evens up the count 1-1. Garcia comes set. The 1-1 pitch. In the air, left side, backing out of play. Now 1-2 count to Jaden. Jaden, who's played the vast majority of his games in center field, but the left fielder here for game two. Now the righty comes set, the 1-2 again. That one off the plate outside, just missing that upper outside corner. 2-2, it evens up. Really close pitch there for Saul Garcia. According to ABS, just missed. Now the count evens up for Rudd. The 2-2. That one drops in there. Called strike three. Jaden goes down looking. That's out number two. That's going to bring up the top of the order, Braden Berry.
Center fielder, number 13, Braden Berry.
Berry stepping in for the first time tonight, but he went 0 for 1 last night. So 0 for 1 on the ball game. Flew out to left field. Back up to the top of the order. First pitch to Berry. That one in there for a strike. Drops in another breaking ball. 0 and 1 to start him off. That one misses outside. 1 and 1. Count evens up to Berry. Delaro still 90 feet away. The 1-1 caught and a miss out in front of that slider. Now 1-2 the count. Braden Berry, 21 years old, 8th round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of West Virginia. Started off his Blue Jays career pretty hot, going 4 of 8 in his first two games. But since then, he's added just two more hits. Two over his last 24. Misses outside with that breaking ball. Count evens back up for Braden Berry. Yet to hit a home run or drive in a run so far. The 2-2. Line shot foul right side. Good piece on it, but a little bit late. 2-2. The count stays. Now Garcia waiting for his right fielder to get back into his position as he fielded that one in foul territory and flipped it out to a fan. And we're back and ready to go. Garcia comes set. The 2-2. That one off the plate. Good take there by Berry. The count moves full. 3-2. Tucker Tillman, switch hitting third baseman, waiting on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone. Blue Jays already out to a 2-0 lead. 3-2 pitch. That one low and outside. Ball 4. Garcia seems very frustrated with himself after that one. That'll see the inning continue. Runners on the corners now. 2 gone for Tillman. He was the only Blue Jay to reach base last night. So Blue Jays only got 1 time at the plate. Reached on a walk, stole a bag, but ended the first inning at second base. Garcia with his second walk of this inning. His next pitch will be his 30th. First pitch, that one upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Tillman. Tucker playing in his team-leading 100th game of the year. He and Kevin Villavicencio on the same track in this 132-game season. There goes the runner over to second. Now a late throw. Double clutch there by Perozzo. They weren't going to get Berry. Now two runners in scoring position again for Dunedin. Braden Berry with a stolen bag. That's his third in as many attempts here at the single-A level. Now the 1-1 by Garcia. That one misses low and inside. Kept in front by Perozzo. The count moves to 2-1. Perozzo, another mound visit in this inning. Going out to go talk to his pitcher. Runners on second and third, 2 gone. A chance here for Tillman to double the Blue Jays' lead. It's already 2-0. Perozzo trying to calm down Saul Garcia, who, like we said in the pregame, back-to-back really nice outings for him. Eleven and a third innings with just 2 runs allowed over his last 2 starts. He's already given that many up with just 2/3 of an inning recorded. 2-1 to count to Toman. Betting from the left side here against the righty. The 2-1 pitch. That one drops in there for a strike. Breaking ball on the outer third. Now the count even. 2-2. Garcia desperately trying to get out of this inning with no further damage. The righty kicks, fires. That one hit Toman. Right on the back foot. Breaking ball. He yanked it a bit too much. Toman goes to ground. But now he gets up. He'll take a few steps around and taking off his gear. Looks like he's all right. That'll load up the bases for Dunedin. Now Jace Borofin stepping in. Toman with a bit of a limp down the first baseline. And that's going to get Gilbert Gomez out of the dugout. So their game two resuming starter can't make it out of the first inning. Gives up two runs, leaves with two outs, and the base is full of birds. We'll take a break here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Mets when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the second. New pitcher for the Mets is the right-hander number 21, 24-year-old Elliot Johnstone. Johnstone on for the 25th time this year, 3-4 record with an above 6 ERA, 6.02. On to face Jace Borofin. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch. That one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Borofin. Borofin, who struck out swinging in game one the first inning. Now up for the first time today, second time in the game. Out of the windup, the 1-0 pitch by Johnstone. That one misses low. Now a 2-0 count. Bases full of birds here, two gone in this bottom of the second inning. Blue Jays already out to a 2-0 lead. Delro on third, Barry on second base. Tucker Toman still over there at first. The 2-0 pitch, that one upstairs, now 3-0. Borofin, not the guy you want at the plate with the bases loaded. Already five home runs in just a few single-A games played. Hit homers in each of his first three. Took game four off, but then two homers in game five to get it back on a one-homer-per-game track. But he's in a little bit of a drought here over his last three games. No homers. Three and one out of the windup. Johnstone kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Ball four. That's going to score Delro from third. Everybody will move up a bag. Now Roque Salinas will be the batter. Base is still loaded. Two down. Now a 3-0 ball game. Easy RBI for Jace Borofin. His second of the year for Dunedin. That'll bring up the ninth batter of this inning, Roque Salinas. Righty-lefty matchup again. Johnstone will still work out of the windup. First pitch to Roque. Takes that one in there for a strike. Fastball right at the top of the zone. 0-1 to start him off. Grounded out to second to end the first inning last night. Now up in this ballgame for the second time. First time today. The 0-1. Tapper, that one over towards the Blue Jays on deck circle. And it's an 0-2 count to Roque. Roque, who's been incredibly hot at the plate himself. 375 average in the month of August. Now the 0-2. Now when he fouls off the front foot. Stays alive. Count stays 0-2. Game 1 of the series, he went 0-4. That was the first time he was held without a hit in the last 8 games he had played. Ending that 8-game hitting streak. And really, that 8-game hitting streak was really a 12-game hitting streak. He didn't get an at-bat in Lakeland. That one into the screen. Now coming in to score is Braden Berry. Everybody moves up another bag, and the Blue Jays lead 4-0. Wild pitch by Elliot Johnstone. Way above the head of Vincent Perozzo and into the screen. That'll make it a 1-2 count. Braden Berry comes in to score the Blue Jays' fourth run. Toman moves over to third, Orphan over to second. All four of these runs charge to Saul Garcia. I want to tap her right side, foul, and the count stays 1-2. Everybody clap your hands. Still a couple runners in scoring position. The Blue Jays trying to jump out to a massive lead here in this ballgame. The 1-2 again. That one low, kept in front by Perozzo. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch again. That one, a line shot towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to wave around Borfin from third. The throw to the plate by Morabito's not going to get there in time. Now over to second goes Roque, sliding in without a play. A 2-RBI single for Roque Salinas, driving in RBIs 11 and 12 of this month of August. The Blue Jays jump out to a big first inning. It's 6-0 Dunedin. Roque Salinas just continues to hit. Like I said, 12 RBIs in this month of August. He started off the month with 32. First pitch, cutting a miss there by Brennan Orff, who led off this inning. Singling into right field, coming around to score the first run. 0-1 to start him off. Right, he comes set, kick steals the 0-1, caught in a miss on that inside breaking ball. Now an 0-2 count. Five of those runs charged to Garcia. The last one that came in to score charged against Elliot Johnstone. 0-2 the count. Johnstone kicks, fires the pitch. That one in the dirt, kept in front. Roque almost right in between second and third, thinking that ball might get past Perozzo, but gets back into second without a play. Now Davion Fry walks that ball out. Likely hit an unprotected area of Vincent Perozzo, but he looks good to go. 1-2 the count to Brennan Orff. 1-for-1 with a run scored. The Mets, who have already gone to their bullpen, they were looking for length from Garcia with a doubleheader now scheduled tomorrow. That one in the air left side. That should get up and out of play, and it will. Brennan Orff stays alive. He'll see another pitch. Again, this is a 9-inning contest. Now Now Garcia leans in. Rather, Johnstone leans in. Now he comes set. The 1-2 again. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Perozzo. 2-2, the count evens up. The last four Blue Jays have all reached base. All with two outs. Now 2-2, the count to Orff. Johnstone trying to get out of this inning. The 2-2. That one low. Bounces right behind the plate. 3-2, it's full to Brennan Orff. Manuel Beltre looking to get up again here in this second inning. 10th batter of this second inning alone stepping in. And he's got a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Johnstone, the payoff pitch. That one catches the outside corner. Nice pitch to finally get out of the inning. But the Blue Jays jump out to a 6-0 lead. Massive inning. They send 2 to the plate. 6 come in to score. We'll head to the top of the third here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up big. We're back here, top of the third. Diego Mosquera is going to lead things off for St. Lucie. Blue Jays with a 6-run lead, sending 10 to the plate in the bottom of the second. First inning that they've been able to come up to the plate today. Out of the windup, Eliander Ecalde. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Mosquera. Ecalde got Kevin Villavicencio to fly out, the only batter he had to face in that second inning. Stranding runners on first and second. Out of the windup, the righty. Kicks, fires the 0-1 pitch. That one low and inside. Evens up the count now 1-1. That ends the line for Yandri Rojas' night last night. An inning and 2/3, just 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 2 Ks. Obviously getting a no decision. Now the 1-1 pitch from Ecalde. That one misses off the plate outside. 2-1 the count. Ecalde kicks, fires 2-1. That one in the air, right side of the infield. Brennan Orff over towards the line. Now over the line in foul territory. He'll make the grab, and that'll be out number one. That's exactly how Mosquera flew out last night. Pop out into foul territory. Caught by Brennan Orff. He's now 0-1 on the day, 0-2 in the game. That brings up Karel Paz. Righty-lefty matchup, Paz. Out of the windup, Ecalde kicks, fires. That one cut at and missed. Changeup got him way out in front. 0-1 to start him off. Final line for Saul Garcia, two-thirds of an inning, two hits, five runs, all earned, two walks, a hit batter, and a K. That balloons his ERA up to 5.35 on the year. That one missed in the dirt. Evens it up 1-1 to Kirill Paz. Grounded out to second last night in the first inning. Now out of the windup of Calde, the 1-1. Now on a line shot, bounces in front of Delro. Diving pickup. What a play. Throw to first, and off the bag was Brennan Orff. He was setting up on the outfield side of the first base bag. Delro, who made a great play to keep that in the infield, but got a bad throw over to Orff, causing him to pull his foot off the bag. What would have been an amazing 4-3 putout goes down as a pretty tough E4. That'll put a runner on. One away now for Nick Morabito, center fielder for the Mets. He reached on a walk last night in his only plate appearance. Alcalde out of the stretch. Comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Morabito. Morabito listed as an infielder on the St. Lucie roster. Playing center field for his second straight game in this series. That one, top of the zone. No, missed, just high. 2-0 now the count. Morabito, the 75th overall pick back in 2022 out of Gonzaga High School in D.C., Washington, D.C. Move over to first, and back in time is Kirill Paz. Head first dive, first disengagement for Alcalde. Played in only six games last year, all those being in the complex league. Went just 2 of 22 at the plate. This year he played in 30 games in the complex league. As he lines that one into right center field, that's going to fall for a base hit. Now moving over to third is Paz. Now throw's going to be behind him. Beltre, can he get the tag? He did not. Dove for it. Great effort by Beltre, but Paz just able to get back into the bag. Heads up attempt there by Jace Borifin, throwing behind the runner.
Third baseman, number one, Wilfredo.
Now runners on first and second. Second hit of the ball game, first of the day for the Mets. Wilfredo Lara taking his first AB tonight. Runners on first and second, one away. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch upstairs. 1-0 to start off Lara. Alfredo Lara struck out last night in his only at-bat. 0-for-1 in the game. Alcalde, the 1-0. That one upstairs as well. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. The Mets trying to get something back after giving up that big second inning. The 2-0 upstairs as well, 3-0. He's released a fastball early, all three pitches of this AB. 3-0 the count to Lara. I'll call it a check, second base. Turns, kicks, fires, 3-0, that one in there. Fastball right down the pipe, 3-1 the count. Alcalde, 3-1 pitch. That one lifted towards left center field. That's going to be trouble. It's going to get all the way to the wall. One hops on the top of the wall. Picked up by Barry. One run comes in. They're going to hold the runner at third. An RBI double for Wilfredo Lara makes it a 6-1 ball game. Wilfredo Lara with his team-leading 43rd RBI puts St. Lucie on the board.
Catcher, number
That'll bring up Vincent Perozzo. Runners on second and third, just one away. Nick Deschamps out on the mound to go talk with Eliander Ecalde. Believe the infield's going to come in against Perozzo in an attempt to potentially cut down that runner at third. So at the moment, just one unearned run charged to Eliander Ecalde. That's going to stay unearned no matter what, with Paz reaching on the fielding error, the throwing error, rather, by Angel Del Rosario. If he gets another out before any more runs come in, the rest of this inning will go unearned charge to him. Ecalde comes set, righty-lefty matchup, first pitch, caught and a miss. A nasty changeup there by Ecalde, 0-1 to start off Perozzo. Perozzo flew out in his at-bat last night, 0-1 in the game. Now the 0-1, that one in the dirt, popped a little bit away from Deschamps, but not far enough for Morabito to try and charge to the plate. Deschamps got just enough on that to keep it close. 0-1, rather 1-1 the count. So the infield not in here for Dunedin. Playing their normal depth and shifted over to the right side against the lefty. Ecalde, the 0-1. The 1-1, rather, lined into right field. Base hit. One run comes in. They're going to stop the runner at third. Throw to the plate. Wasn't cut off there by Brennan Orff. It was over his head. The throw by Jace Borfin, but staying at first base. Settling for just the one bag is Vincent Perozzo. Second run of the inning comes in. It's a 6-2 ball game. So that run comes in charged against Eliander Ecalde. It draws Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. Everybody in the infield meeting on the mound to talk with Ecalde, Deschamps, their pitching coach. Runners on the corners, one away. It'll be Carlos Dominguez stepping in. Perozzo with his 42nd RBI, getting one back. Just one behind Wilfredo Lara for the team lead. Now everybody back where they need to be. Runners on the corners, one away here, top half of the third inning. Back-to-back RBIs by Lara and Perozzo. Now Carlos Dominguez. Righty-righty matchup. Ecalde comes set, kicks, fires. First pitch, that one can't catch that top of the zone. Breaking ball. Dropped, but not enough, 1-0. Four straight Mets reaching base here in this third inning, dating back to the error by Angel Del Rosario. The 1-0, caught and a miss. Nasty slider that time. Count evens at a ball and a strike apiece. Dominguez playing in his 40th game of the year, 4 home runs, 24 RBIs. That one doesn't drop in there. Breaking ball stayed too high up. 2-1 the count. Now move over to first, and back in standing up is Perozzo. Wasn't too off that first base bag. The 2-1, that one inside. 3-1 now the count. He struck out swinging. He was the last out that Yandri Rojas recorded last night before the rain started coming down. 3-1 the count. Now called a 3-1 pitch. That one misses up and out. He draws the walk. That will load up the bases now. And it brings up Callum Clark.
Designated hitter, number 48.
Bottom of the third. Only one down here in this inning. Two runs already in. The base is loaded for Callum Clark. Blue Jays with a big second inning. The Mets trying to answer back with a big inning of their own. Already two across. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Acalde. Ground ball foul right side. Owen won to start off Clark. He singled last night. He was at second base when the game got paused and later suspended. Started off today on second base. Called it the 0-1. That one in there, right on the low inside corner. 0-2, the count now to Callum Clark. We're about in line with the rest of the Florida State League. We've mixed ourselves in quite nicely here in this ballgame. Farthest game tonight around the league is in the fourth inning. Time called late. Acalde very frustrated with the time granted by Davion Frye. Acalde, I believe, had already started his motion. Whether or not that time was asked for before he started, I'm not sure, but Davion Frye definitely with a late reaction to the time called by Callum Clark. Now Acalde, finally the 0-2, fouled back to the screen. Does enough to stay alive. 2-1 Clearwater leads at Joker Marchant Stadium against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Tampa up 4-0 early against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Daytona with a one-run lead. 1-0 against Fort Myers at Hammond Stadium. That one hammered towards right. Over his Borfin. He's going to be able to make the grab. The run's going to come in from third. Throw now over to third by Orphan. It's not in time. A late decision to take third base by Perozzo, but he gets in safely. A sacrifice fly for Callum Clark. That puts the third run on the board. The Mets have at least cut the deficit in half in this inning. They've still got a chance to do more damage. But that will end the amount of earned runs charged to Acalde in this half inning. Just the one. The rest of the two have been charged unearned. First pitch. Did he go around? He did, says Davion Frye. 0-1 on that one in the dirt. Yoel Martinez, the first baseman for St. Lucie. Reached on a walk. He was the final Met to be up at the plate last night. He started off his day at first today. The 0-1, that one up and out. Evens it up 1-1. Perozzo on third, Dominguez on first base. Two down in the inning for Acalde. Three runs, one earned so far. The 1-1, caught in a miss. Way out in front of that changeup, 1-2 the count. Called a pitch away from getting out of this inning. 1-2. Time called at the plate by Martinez. Now called a come set again. The 1-2. Did he go? He did not go around. That one in the dirt. The runner goes from first base and out. Nick Deschamps, that late seal attempt by Dominguez, recognizing the pitch in the dirt, can't take second base, and that will end the inning. St. Lucie strikes back for three, but the Blue Jays still hold a three-run advantage. 6-3, we'll head to the bottom half of the third here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. But I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
We're back here, bottom of the third. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Elliot Johnstone, who got the last out of that second inning, back out here in the third. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Manny. Blue Jays scoring 6 in the second. St. Lucie answering back with 3 in the top half of this frame. 1-0, now 2-0 the count to Beltre. That one missed low and outside as well. One of those 6 runs was charged to Johnstone. That one in the air, towards right center, shallow. Coming in are Morbido and Dominguez, but Dominguez is going to be able to run underneath the path and make the grab right there in the right center field gap for out number 1. That's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario, an RBI double in his first at bat. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch. That one in there. No, not in there. Just a little bit low. 1-0 to start off Delro. Doubled in Brennan Orff. Came around and scored the Blue Jays' third run. That one a tapper right back to the mound. Picked up by Johnstone. Throw to first is going to be in time to get Del Rosario. Two up, two gone here in this half inning. That brings up Nick DeShum. DeShum, who brought in a run on a ground out to second base, stepping in for the second time here today. 0-for-1. Righty-lefty matchup. 5 lefties and a switch hitter in this lineup for Dunedin. The righty kicks deals. That one upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Johnstone out of the windup, the 1-0. Fouled up, back and out of play, up over the netting. 1-1 the count. That one ripped towards right. That's going to be a fair ball down to the right field corner. Extra bases for DeShum, making his way to second base. Dominguez with a pickup gets it back into the infield. But a 2-out stand-up double for Nick DeShum puts a runner in scoring position here in this third inning. Nick DeShum now 1-for-2 on the day. Just his third double of the year. And that brings up Jaden Rudd with a chance to answer back and extend the lead back out to 4. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one off the plate outside. He checked his swing. 1-0 to start off Jaden. Rudd was the final out that Saul Garcia got in that second inning. Struck out looking on a high outside corner breaking ball. The 1-0. That one missed inside. 2-ball count to Jaden. Runner in scoring position, 2 down here in this third inning. Top of the order, Braden Berry waiting on deck. Johnstone comes set. The 2-0 pitch. Ground ball up the middle off the glove of John Stone and into center field. Base hit for Rudd. Deschamps coming around third. He's going to score. RBI single for Jaden. The Blue Jays up 7-3 here in this third. Rudd with his 33rd RBI of the season. First hit of the night. That'll bring up Braden Berry. One on and two down. Jaden hit that in the perfect spot. Just out of the reach of Diego Mosquera, the shortstop, and into center field. Now Braden Berry stepping in for the third time in this ballgame. 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. The righty kicks, fires. That one yanked, but good glove there by Perozzo, keeping that one from the backstop, 1-0. Jaden is a threat to take off. 19 of 22 on the year. That one, low and outside. Two-oh pitch, that one at the knees, taking for a strike right there with that fastball. 2-1 the count to Berry. Blue Jays had a pretty good two-out rally in that second inning. Move over to first and back in with a head-first dive is Jaden. Four straight Blue Jays reach with two outs. See if they can't do something similar here in the third. Now Johnstone comes set. The 2-1. Line shot left field. Base hit for Berry. Back-to-back base hits. Rudd with a wide turnaround second. But he'll stop there. First and second now. Two down for Tucker Thoman. Now three straight Blue Jays reaching with two outs in this half inning. Now Thoman stepping in for the third time in the ballgame. Still 0-0 with a walk and a hit by a pitch. Came around and scored that fifth run in the second inning. Thoman will bat from the left side against the righty again. Now facing his third separate pitcher in this ballgame dating back to last night. He fouls that first pitch off the end of the bat. 0-1 to start. First and second, two gone here in the third. A 7-3 Blue Jays lead. Already with more hits in this game alone, not even through three innings, than they had in game one, just five in that 6-2 defeat. The 0-1, that one low, taken for a ball, now 1-1. Blue Jays took 4 out of 6 the last time we faced off against these Mets in a series, that being at Clover Park at the end of June, beginning of July. Now the 1-1. That one misses low. Two and one, the count to Tucker. Now the righty comes set. Time called at the plate by Thoman. He'll take an extra few seconds. Now some light tossing out in that St. Lucie bullpen. Looks like Angel Alfonseca. The 2-1. Caught and a miss. Big hack at that inside changeup. 2-2 the count. It's got to be Angel Alfonseca, the only lefty pitcher in this Mets roster. Warming up in that St. Lucie pen. The 2-2 to Toman. That one catches the inside corner. Down looking he goes, but the Blue Jays tack another run on. It's 7-3. The RBI single by Jaden Rudd, bringing in Nick Deschamps. We'll head to the top of the fourth, a third of the way through this ball game here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. We're not meant to be, that's ever gonna change.
We're back here, top of the fourth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander minor league rehabber, Wender Garcia, taking over for Eliander Ecalde. First pitch in there for a strike. Curveball to start off Yoel Martinez, 0-1. Martinez had a 2-2 count in the top of the third as he cuts and misses at that one, now 0-2. But the inning ended with Carlos Dominguez being caught stealing at second base. The 0-2, that one is Tapper, left side of the mound. Picked up by Garcia on his behind. Throw to first, not in time. A dive by Martinez. He got in there safely. Wender Garcia lost his footing when he went and picked up that ball off the turf. Still got a nice throw over to first, but Martinez had enough time to get in safely. An infield single for the eight-hole hitter. Now Kevin Villavicencio, bottom of the order. Righty-righty matchup. Garcia now comes set. Runner on first and nobody out. Out of the stretch. First pitch. That one high and inside. Fastball at 90. 1-0. Villavicencio was the man who led off this day. Third out, of the second inning. Flew out to right field with runners at first and second. That one misses upstairs. Curveball up near the head of Villavicencio, but plenty of time to get out of the way. 2-0 the count. Final line for Eliander Ecalde. An inning and a third. 3 hits, 3 runs. Only 1 earned. 1 walk, no Ks. That one misses. Now a 3-0 count to Villavicencio. Page, ground ball, left side. That's going to be picked up on a dive by Beltre. Throw to first is not going to be in time. Close play. Beltre again. Causing a really close play at first, but another infield single.
Shortstop, number 15.
Great effort on that diving pickup by Manuel Beltre. But Villavicencio with just enough speed to get into first safely. Now runners on first and second to start off the inning. Nobody out for the top of the order, Diego Mosquera. Garcia on for the sixth time this year for Dunedin. His 10th appearance of the season overall. That one misses upstairs. 1-0, the curveball. He's fouled out to first base twice in this ballgame. Once last night and once today. Righty kicks, fires the 1-0. Now in a line shot right to Beltre. Now off the bag at second was Martinez. They double him up. Poor base running by Yurel Martinez. Way too far off the second base bag. Didn't know where Beltre was positioned. That line shot was right to him. The easiest double up of Beltre's career, and that's two gone. Six-four on the putout at second base. L6 to retire Mosquera. Now runner on first, two gone. Correll Paz, first pitch he takes off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. 0-2 on the day. Reached on an error in the third inning. Came around and scored the first run of the night for the the Mets. The 1-0. That one inside corner. Called a strike. A little bit of a late call there by Davion Frye, but that's what the ABS system called for. 1-1. That one just caught that low inside corner. Garcia kicks, fires. Caught in a foul tip. Went off the right leg of Davion Frye over to the Blue Jays on deck circle. Now Paz calls time with a 1-2 count. Villavicencio still over there at first. Two infield singles to lead off the inning. Now runner on first, two down. Garcia out of the stretch, the 1-2. That one in the air towards shallow center field. Braden Berry taking a few steps in, and he'll make the grab for out number three. No runs on two hits, one man left aboard. We're on to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it. I could fix it for you. But instead I'd be right here coming through.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Blue Jays up 7-3. Jace Borfin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. New pitcher on for the Mets, the lefty, Angel Alfonseca. First pitch in there, 90-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike, 0-1. That ends the day for Elliot Johnstone, an inning and a third in relief of Saul Garcia. Four hits, two runs, both earned, a walk, and two Ks. That one in the air, in on the hands, coming in is Morabito. He'll settle after a few steps in and makes the grab for out number one. One up, one down. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. A two RBI single in his first at bat today, second of the game, one for two here in game two. Bringing in the lefty for three lefties in a row. Looking to lay down a bunt. It's a push bunt. It's a good one. First baseman Martinez with a pickup and not in time. Covering first was Villavicencio, but Roque beats it out. A bunt single for Roque Salinas, executed perfectly, his second hit of the night.
First baseman, number 27, Brennan Ford.
Catching the Mets infield sleeping. Martinez was quick to get to it, but Villavicencio had to run a long way to cover first base, and Roque, who's got plenty of speed, beat it out easily. First pitch to Brennan Orff, misses off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. Third lefty-lefty matchup of the inning. One on, one away. Alfonseca comes set. The 1-0. That one, low and outside as well. Alfonseca, just his second appearance of the year for St. Lucie. Inning in two-thirds, no runs, no hits. One hit batter, two Ks. Made his single-A debut on August 18th, 6 days ago, as that one misses off the plate outside. A 3-0 count to Brennan Orff. Lefty kicks, fires, 3-0. Orff takes that one inside, ball four. That'll push Roque over to second base. Now first and second, only one out for Manuel Beltre. Four-pitch walk, yet another walk drawn by Brennan Orff. He's been doing that a lot lately. 23 walks in just now 21 games. First righty-lefty matchup of the day for Angel Alfonseca. He steps off the rubber and calls his catcher out, rather. Vincent Perozo out to go talk to him. Possibly changing up the signs with Roque staring in from second base. Another mound visit here for the Mets. Third one of the game. Beltre, who's 0-for-1 of the day, a walk and a run scored. The lefty comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one, did it hit Beltre? Got back to the backstop. It went behind him. Both runners will advance. Beltre went to ground to get away from it. So that pushes both runners into scoring position. Still only one out. A 1-0 count to Manuel. Infield comes in for the Mets. At this rate, the Mets are going to be using a lot of bullpen arms tonight. First pitch, that one in there towards right field, up in the air. Dominguez will settle. Medium depth, Roque's going to take off. Throw to the plate by Dominguez is a perfect one, and they get him. What a play. What a throw by Carlos Dominguez. The Mets know that's out number three, double play. I forgot the outs. Bad look on me, but that ends the inning, cutting down the runner at the plate. So Beltre can't get the RBI on the potential sack fly. Dominguez shows off the cannon. And the Blue Jays will have a new pitcher when we return. We'll talk about him when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on a chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring until Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people.
We're back here, top of the fifth. Right-handed rehabber C.J. Van Eyck now on to pitch for Dunedin. First pitch up and inside, a potential bunt attempt there by Nick Morabito, but he pulled back, takes it for ball 1-0. That one he fouls into the screen, evens it up 1-1. C.J. Van Eyck, minor league rehabber, on for the sixth time for Dunedin this year. He's made a total now of 8 rehab assignment appearances, 18 total innings of work, and 7 runs allowed. Cut and a miss there, now 1-2. Did not pitch at all back in 2022. Slowly being worked back by the Blue Jays org, trying to get back up to High A Vancouver, the 24-year-old former second-round pick back in 2020 out of Florida State. That one in there just caught that low inside corner. Down looking goes Morabito. One batter, 1K for Van Eyck. That's out number one. A little bit of an oddity for this rehab assignment. Van Eyck, who's making his 8th appearance of the year. The first 7 were all starts, but with all the uncertainty regarding this ball game, as there's a line shot caught by Brennan Orff. Softly lined right to the first baseman. That's 2 down. Blue Jays opted to hold off on him, let a couple of guys take the first couple innings, and then work him in here in this 5th inning. Expected to attempt to go 3 in this appearance. That one in there now, 0-1 to start off Vincent Perozzo. Now on a tapper, left side of the mound, picked up by Van Eyck. Throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 first inning of work for C.J. Van Eyck. Only took 6 pitches. We'll head to the bottom of the 5th, halfway through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 4, 7-3.
Lay back and smell the sun.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Angel Del Rosario is going to lead things off. Blue Jays up 7-3, midway point through this ball game. First pitch inside for a ball, 1-0 to start off Delro. A 3-up, 3-down inning for C.J. Van Eyck. Now Angel Alfonseca back out for a second inning worth of work. Lefty kicks, fires, cut and a miss there by Delro, and the count evens up. That one, a line shot back up the middle. Ducking out of the way was Alfonseca into center field for a leadoff single. Delro, his second hit of the night. Now 2-for-3, and that'll bring up Nick Deschamp for the third time. Angel Del Rosario again continues to hit. He's on a fantastic stretch. That'll bring up Deschamp. 1-for-2 in the game, a double, an RBI, a run scored. Lefty-lefty matchup. Alfonseca comes set, looking right over towards first. Now move over and back in with a, rather standing up, is Delro. First disengagement for Alfonseca. Del Rosario, the team leader in stolen bases, 21 of 30 on the year for a 70% clip. Tapper fouled towards the end of the Blue Jays dugout, kicks back out onto the field. 0-1 to start off Deschamps. Now Alfonseca kicks, fires the pitch. That one, there goes the runner. Throw down to second, not in time. It was in there for a strike. It'll be an 0-2 count for Deschamps. And in with his 22nd stolen base of the year is Del Rosario. Now a runner in scoring position. A chance here for the Blue Jays to extend upon their already pretty big lead. 7-3 the ball game. The 0-2, that one hammered up in the air towards right. Back towards the wall is Dominguez. He's going to settle right in front of the track. He'll make the grab. Delro is going to swipe third, but a strong throw by Dominguez again. He does have a cannon for sure. Deschamps does enough to put the runner 90 feet closer, now 90 feet away. Jaden Rudd will step in with an RBI opportunity for a second straight at bat. RBI single his last time up, giving him 33 on the year. The infield comes in for St. Lucie. Lefty-lefty matchup. Alfonseca, first pitch to Rudd. That one way up and out, 1-0. Now the 1-0. That one in there on the outside corner. Nice slider. Evens up the count. 1-1 to Rudd. Jaden digs back in. The 1-1 pitch. That one in the air towards shallow center. Charging in is Morabito. Will he be able to get there? He won't. And Delro is going to come in to score. An RBI bloop single. The only reason that fell onto the grass is because the infield was in. If not, that would have been a pretty deep pop-up caught likely by the second baseman via Vicencio, but Jaden's able to get put a little bit of extra carry on it. It falls safely into right center field, his second hit, second RBI of the night. First pitch to Brayden Berry, misses for a ball. Blue Jays now up 8-3. Lefty kicks, fires. That one lifted towards left. That's going to fall. A base hit, another hit on the night for Brayden Berry, his second. That moves Jaden Rudd over to second base. Now Tucker Tolman will step back in for the fourth time in this ballgame. Runners on first and second, only one out here in this bottom of the fifth. Tolman batting from the right side for the first time tonight against a lefty. Alfonseca kicks, fires. First pitch, the breaking ball, can't catch that top of the zone. 1-0 to start off Tolman. Jace Borfin waiting on deck. Rudd on second, Barry on first. The 1-0. Ground ball, left side. That's going to be picked up by the third baseman, Lara. Steps on the bag at third, over to first in time. The 5-3 inning-ending double play. Dunedin extends upon their lead. The RBI single by Jaden Rudd. And we'll head to the top of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 5.
Put your anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. Broken man.
We're back here, top of the sixth. Van Eyck back out for a second inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Carlos Dominguez. Big hack. Cuts and misses at the fastball, 0-1 to start off the right-handed hitter. Dominguez 0-1 in this ballgame. With a walk and a caught stealing to end the third inning. That one in there, now an 0-2 count. Time called at the plate by Dominguez. Quickly in an 0-2 hole. Take an extra few seconds. Now he digs back in. Van Eyck, who prior to his injury back in 2021 was listed as a pretty high Blue Jays prospect. Did he go around? He didn't on that check swing. Van Eyck thought he did. Started walking around the mound, but he'll have to head back 1-2. Blue Jays org very excited to see Van Eyck back healthy and getting into action after missing all of 2022. That one fouled. He stays alive. Pitched in 19 games for the Vancouver Canadiens at the high A level back in 2021. 4-6 record with a 5.83 in his first professional season. That one misses off the plate, now a 2-2 count. But it got cut short. Being placed on the IL back in August of 21. That one a soft liner towards left, charging in his rod. That's going to bounce in front of him and off of him. A little bit past him now. Dominguez over to second. The throw is not going to get there in time. Jaden tried to play it aggressive. It short hopped him. I believe it went off the right thigh. Back over to his right. That's going to be at least a single, possibly a double, depending on how it's ruled. And no, it's going to be a single with an error on Jaden. So the error moves him up an extra bag. Now Kellum Clark stepping in for the righty-lefty matchup. Righty kicks, fires, fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Clark. 1-for-1 in the game. drove in a run on the sacrifice fly back in the third. That was the third and final run of that third inning for St. Lucie. Van Eyck out of the stretch for the first time. The 0-1 caught and a miss. Rather a foul tip. Play ruled dead by Davion Fry. It got between the legs of Nate Deschamps and hit the left leg of the umpire. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Beautiful pitch there by Van Eyck. The off-speed froze Callum Clark. And that's out number one. Strikeout number two for Van Eyck.
First baseman, number 30, Yerel Martinez.
Both strikeouts for CJ have been looking. First pitch to Yerel Martinez. That one misses off the plate outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off the eight-hole hitter. One for one in this game, an infield single back to Winder Garcia back in the fourth. Was later doubled up on that line shot to Beltre off the bat of Diego Mosquera. That one misses low and in. Now a 2-0 count. Van Eyck, the 2-0. Tapper, that one straight down and towards the Blue Jays on deck circle. 2-1 now to Martinez. Taking another quick look around the Florida State League. Clearwater still with that 2-1 lead, but Lakeland with runners on first and second, bottom of the seventh, trying to tie up, maybe take the lead in that inning. Tampa still leading Palm Beach, but it's closer, 4-3. That one, a tapper back to the mound. Now CJ, quick move over to third. In between second and third is Dominguez. Toman with the pickup. He's going to run him back to the back. Now Beltre with the throw from Toman. Beltre's chasing him to third. Now Van Eyck gets the put out. Now throw to second, and that one's caught by Delro before it could get into the right center field area. So making it over to second on that pickle is Martinez. Heads up base running for him. But Dominguez caught between second and third. A well-worked rundown by the left side of the Blue Jays infield, including C.J. Van Eyck.
Second baseman, number 3, Kevin.
So that's going to go 1-5-6-1 on the putout. Martinez reaches on the fielder's choice. Now Kevin Villavicencio with a runner still in scoring position, but two gone. Villavicencio up for the third time today, 1-for-2. Infield single to short on a diving pickup by Beltre, who almost got the throw to first in time to get Villavicencio. Righty kicks, fires, that one in the air right side. That's going to get up and out of play, 0-1. The count will be to Villavicencio. And one. Van Eyck still working out of the stretch. Kicks, fires the pitch. That one low. Slider a little bit below the zone. It's exactly what he and Deschamps were hoping for with that pitch. Just couldn't generate the swing by Villavicencio. Count evens up at a ball and a strike apiece. The 1-1. And line shot caught by Van Eyck. He tosses it right up into the air on the mound. What a catch by CJ. Couple really nice plays so far tonight by CJ Van Eyck defensively on the mound. And we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 5, 8-3.
Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigy. need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
Yeah, I'm sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Jace Borifin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. On Hal Alfonseca, back out for another inning of work. First pitch misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Jace. Two innings of work for Alfonseca. One run allowed. The lefty kicks fires. That one catches the upper outside corner. 1-1. Now the count to Borifin. 3-4-5 hitters due up. All three lefties leading off the inning. That one hammered towards center. Now going back is Morabito towards the track, but he's going to have room. He makes the grab right at the warning track, and that's going to be out number one. Off the bat at 101.9 for Borifin, but couldn't get enough air underneath. And Morabito was able to backtrack, make the grab. One up, one down. Now Roque Salinas, who bunted his way on against Alfonseca. The only at bat he faced him in. 2 of 3 in this ballgame. First pitch, that one inside for a ball. Breaking ball couldn't break enough. That one a line shot, left field, base hit again for Roque. Three straight singles for the Blue Jays DH. Now 3 for 4 in this game dating back to last night. That'll bring up Brennan Orff.
First baseman, number 27, Brennan Orff.
Brennan Orff stepping in for the fourth time in this game. 1 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Alfonseca with an early step off, first disengagement. Left kicks fires, first pitch in the air, left side. That's got enough hook to get up and out of play. Landed on top of Eddie's bar out there in foul territory on the left field side. 0-1 to start off Orff. Reached on a walk against Alfonseca, just a 4-pitch walk. He's 23rd already in just 21 games played. The 0-1, that one just misses that outside corner. Another backdoor slider that just couldn't catch the zone. Runner on first, one away. Alfonseca looking over towards first base. Now kicks, fires, fouled back to the screen, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch, caught and a miss. Down swinging on the breaking ball. First strikeout of the night for Alfonseca. That's two down in the inning, and that brings up Manuel Beltre. Strikeout number 5 on the night for Mets pitching. Now Beltre had a potential chance for a sac fly. That cannon of a right arm for Carlos Dominguez prevented that from happening. First pitch misses inside, pops off the mid of Peroza, but not far enough to advance Roque. 1-0 to start off Beltre. 0-2 in the game with a walk and a run scored. Both batted balls have been F9s. Lefty kicks, fires. That one upstairs, 2-0. That one inside. 3-0. It gets Beltre to the ground again. Three balls, no strikes. Runner on first and two down. Alfonseca, the pitch. That one misses upstairs. A four-pitch walk for Beltre. That'll push Roque into scoring position and bring up Angel Del Rosario. Two for three on the day. Two runs scored, an RBI.
Second baseman, number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Another righty-lefty matchup. Alfonseca looking in. Now he comes set. Del Rosario, who's gotten his batting average coming into tonight's game, up at 272, and Perozzo got crossed up. The catcher takes that slow walk to the mound where Alfonseca meets him out in front. Perozzo was not expecting breaking ball on that. Started off outside. He almost dove out before bringing that glove back over to his glove side. Keep that from getting to the backstop. 1-0 to start off Delro. Runners on first and second. Blue Jays leading by five. Del Rosario, who's really turned it on over the last month-ish, has been absolutely phenomenal. Just one game this year where he was held without a hit. That one in there for a strike. 1-1 now the count. Currently on a seven-game hit streak. The only reason he's on that hit streak, or is not on a longer hit streak, is that one misses low and inside. He ran for Glenn Santiago in the ninth inning in the first week of the road trip at Lakeland. That being on August the 9th, it's the only game where he's been in the game, in the lineup, and not recorded a hit. That one misses inside. Now a 3-1 count to Delro. So far this month, including tonight, 19 of 43. The 3-1. That one off the plate outside. I wouldn't pitch to him either. Delro draws the walk. That'll load up the bases now for Nick DeShomm. Delro on for the third time tonight. Now Nick DeShomm stepping in. 1-for-3 on the day. RBI on a ground out in the second. A double and a run scored in the third. Flew out to right field his last time up. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Alfonseca. That one misses off the plate outside for a ball 1-0. Mets third baseman Wilfredo Lara playing way off the third base bag. Roque can pretty much stand in between third and the plate. The 1-0. That one missed low. Lefty kicks, fires 2-0 pitch. That one in there on the outside corner. Gets a strike on the board. 2-1 to DeShomm. Bases full of birds here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Two one. That one down the third base line as it popped off the body of Vincent Perozzo. Sliding out to keep it in front. And he does enough. Now 3-1 count to Nick DeShomm and nowhere to put him. Gotta be thinking a 3-1 fastball. We'll see if he's geared up and ready for it. And he was, but he popped it back into the screen. Top of the zone. Was ready for it, but couldn't get good connection. 3-2 now, a full count. Base is loaded, full count, two gone. Alfonseca will come set. Runners will have a head start. And the payoff pitch, fouled back to the screen, will go again. Roque back to third, Beltre back to second, Delro back to first. The count's still 3-2 to Deschamps. A chance to make this ballgame borderline unreachable for St. Lucie. Alfonseca, payoff pitch again. In the air towards left, coming in is Paz. He'll have time way up there, and he makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Reacted to the breaking ball, but popped it up left side. That'll end the inning. Blue Jays can't score with the bases loaded. We'll head to the top of the second, top of the seventh, two-thirds away through this ballgame here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 5, 8-3. We're back here, top of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. CJ Van Eyck back out for his third inning worth of work. 23 pitches through the first two. First pitch, the slider misses low and outside. 1-0 to start off Diego Mosquera. Blue Jays left him loaded, still up by 5 here in this ballgame. That fastball misses a little bit low. 2-0 the count. Top of the order, 1-2-3 due up. Mosquera, Paz, and Morabito. That one misses a little off the plate. Now a 3-0 count. First three pitches of the inning. Can't find the zone for Van Eyck. Now the righty looks in. Out of the windup. Kicks, fires, 3-0 pitch. That one just missed above the zone. Four-pitch walk to start off the inning. Mosquera will take first. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out for Karel Paz. First pitch, that one in the air, backing out of play. 0-1 to start off Paz. 0-3 in this ballgame. Reached on an error, came around and scored the first run for the Mets back in that third inning. Time called at the plate. Paz readjusting the batting gloves. Now picks his bat back up. Takes a half-hearted hack and digs back in. 0-1. Righty kicks, fires. That one a line shot. Left side coming in is Rod. He'll make the grab. held up long enough for Jaden to sprint on in, keep that one from hitting the grass. One on, one away now for Nick Morabito.
Center fielder, number 4, Nick Morabito.
Now, righty-righty matchup. Morabito up for the third time, fourth time, rather. 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. First pitch, that one missed for a ball, 1-0. That one on the ground, right side, just to the right of the first base bag. Foul ball, in on the hands, punched at the right side. One in, one now, the count to Morabito. Mosquera playing in his 17th game of the year for St. Lucie. He lines that one up over the netting right side. One and two now the count. Morabito lines that one right side. Mosquera on the bases yet to attempt to steal at the single A level. Went 1-for-4 in the Complex League this year. Not really a threat to take off, but looks like he might be trying to time up Van Eyck. Righty kicks, fires. Ground ball, left side, could be two. Picked up by Beltre, over to second for one. First is not in time. Morabito able to beat out the double play. Mosquera out at second base. Morabito takes the spot at first. Now Wilfredo Lara, 1-on-2 gone. Keeps the inning going. Now Lara up for the fourth time as well. 1-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. Time called to the plate by Deschamps. That'll count as a disengagement for Van Eyck. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there on the outside corner. Looked like the changeup by Van Eyck. Drifted back, arm side into the zone. 1-0, rather 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, that one low. Evens it up at a ball and a strike apiece. Another look around the league. Lakeland has now taken the lead against Clearwater. They're in the ninth inning. It's 3-2. That one a foul tip off the mask of Deschamps. He pops right up. Looks like he's all right. Think that hit off the mask, but not 100% sure. It's the bottom of the seventh now at George Steinbrenner Field. A 4-run inning by the Cardinals. Now 7 unanswered have given Palm Beach a 7-4 lead over Tampa. Jupiter with a 4-run inning themselves. They took a 5-1 lead over Bradenton. It's now 5-2 after Bradenton got one back. Cut, check swing, but he went around. Down swinging goes Lara. Another strikeout for Van Eyck, his third of the night, and he leaves the runner at first. We'll head on to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up by 5, 8-3.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but will also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
driving my way in a North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama.
We're back here, bottom of the seventh. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off. 9-1-2 due up. Rudd, Barry, and Toman. New pitcher for the Mets is the right-hander, number 32, Christopher Vasquez. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Jaden. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Vasquez, 22 years old, out of the DR, on for the 23rd time, 20th time, in relief for the Mets. An 0-5 record with a 6.44 ERA. Misses with a changeup outside. 1-1 the count. 50 1/3 innings of work for Vasquez. They'll very likely want him to go the next two. Try and save as many arms as they can for tomorrow's doubleheader. The 1-1, that one drops in there top of the zone. Just gets it. 1-2, now the count to Jaden. Final line for Angel Alfonseca. 3 innings of work, 5 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 1K. Tapper up the middle, picked up backhanded by Villavicencio. Throw to first. Wow, nice play by the Mets second baseman. Off-balance throw to first was in plenty of time to get Jaden. That'll bring up Braden Berry. The Mets desperately needed some length from their reliever, Alfonseca. Not typically a multiple-inning guy, but able to get the job done tonight. With minimal damage, I might add. Just a one-run charge to him. That first pitch to Braden Berry misses upstairs, 1-0 to start him off. That one in there. Evens up the count now, 1-1. Caught and a miss. 1-2 now the count. We saw Vasquez once in that series at Clover Park back at the end of June, June 29th to be exact. He got the start, went 4 innings, gave up 5 hits, 3 runs all earned with 3 walks and 2 Ks. Ended up with a no decision in that ball game. Now the 1-2. That one in there. Down looking goes Barry. First strikeout for Vasquez. Second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Tucker Toman. Strikeout number 6 on the day for St. Lucie pitching. Now Toman, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. Vasquez kicks, fires. First pitch cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. That one in the air left side, up and out of play. Now 0-2 the count to Toman. Vasquez, who had a phenomenal 2022 in the FCL after a really bad 2021, looked like he was building off some really good stuff in the prior year, but this year's been back to what the Mets saw in 2021. The 0-2, caught and a miss. Inside breaking ball gets Toman down on strikes. 2 Ks in the inning for Vasquez. We'll head on to the top of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays leading by 5, 8-3. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dance and catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh.
We're back here, top of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays up 8-3. CJ Van Eyck back out first. Fourth inning worth of work. 37 pitches through the first three. First pitch cut and a foul tip back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Vincent Perozzo. Van Eyck just one hit so far through three innings. Now the 0-1 cut and a miss. Inside breaking ball, 0-2. 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning. Perozzo, Dominguez, and Clark. Blue Jays looking to even up this series with the Mets. And the 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Perozzo. Fourth strikeout for Van Eyck. One in each inning so far. That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez. Now, righty-righty matchup. Dominguez, the only Met to record a hit off of Van Eyck. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Fastball at 93. 1-0 to start off Dominguez. 1-for-2 in the game. Reached on a walk back in the third. He's been out on the base paths twice now tonight. That one in there for a strike, 1-1. Late decision to try and swipe second after a pitch in the dirt blocked by Deschamps. He was thrown out. Then he was caught in between second and third on a ground ball right back to Van Eyck. Foul tip, now 1-2 the count. That one upstairs. He ducks underneath. Count evens now to Dominguez, 2-2. Van Eyck looks in. Out of the windup. The 2-2 pitch. That one in the air, high up towards left. Out there is Jaden Rudd at the track, and that's going to keep going up and out of here. Carlos Dominguez with a solo shot off CJ Van Eyck makes it an 8-4 ball game. Fifth homer of the year for Carlos Dominguez, 25th RBI. Now base is empty. One away for Callum Clark. And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Van Eyck at his pitch count limit. The Blue Jays are going to go to the pen here. In this top of the eighth, 3 1/3 of work for CJ Van Eyck, just the one run. That being really his only mistake of the night. And it looks like Liam Mendez will enter this ballgame. That does it for Van Eyck. We'll take a break and talk more about the new Blue Jays pitcher when we get back. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top of the eighth. The new pitcher for the Blue Jays is, in fact, the right-hander number 23, Liam Mendez. Enters this game with one out into the top of the eighth. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Callum Clarke. Cut and a miss. Big hack at that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Comes up empty, 0-1 to the count to start him off. Mendez on for the 17th time this year for Dunedin. 1-1 record with a 2.78 ERA through 22 and two-thirds. That one hammered towards right, but right there is Jace Borifin. On a line, he makes the grab, and that's two gone.
First baseman, number 30, Yerel Martinez.
Now two down, bases empty for Yerel Martinez, up for the fourth time. He's reached all three times. One for two officially. A walk, a fielder's choice, an infield single back to the pitcher. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. First pitch changeup by Mendez. One misses lone inside. Evens up the count 1-1. Final line for CJ Van Eyck. 3 1/3 innings of work. Two hits, one run. It was earned on the solo shot by Dominguez. A walk in four Ks. Out of the windup, Mendez kicks, deals the 1-1 pitch. Caught and a miss on the high heater. One and two the count. Blue Jays trying to keep Martinez off the base pass for the first time in this ballgame. Time called to the plate by Martinez. Mendez will go to the rosin. And now back on the rubber with Martinez in the box. Righty comes set. And the 1-2. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. Mendez looks in again. And the 2-2 pitch. That one upstairs. That'll run it full. Full count. Bases empty. Two down in an 8-4 ball game. Mendez comes set. And the payoff pitch. In the air left side. Up and out of play. Martinez fouls it off. Earns the right to see another. Three balls, two strikes. Seventh pitch of the AB. Second payoff. Ground ball right side up over the glove of Brandon Orphan into the right field corner. It'll be picked up by Borifin. Over to second goes Martinez. He's going to get in there standing up. A two-out double for Yerel Martinez. His second hit of the game. Now he's reached base safely all four times. That's going to bring up Kevin Villavicencio with a runner in scoring position. His game's not over yet. Four outs to go. Blue Jays still up by four, but the Mets have a chance to close the gap here in this inning. They've already gotten one on the solo shot by Carlos Dominguez. Now Villavicencio, who's 1-for-3, lined out right back to CJ Van Eyck on a really nice snag by the Blue Jays pitcher. First pitch, that one misses off the plate with a breaking ball. Now the 1-0, fouled back to the screen, 1-1 the count. Villavicencio back in the box. Digs in. Mendez out of the stretch. He comes set. And the 1-1. In the air. Left side. Down the line. Rudd, medium depth. He'll settle. Makes the grab. And that will end the inning. The Mets score one on the solo shot by Dominguez, but they leave a runner in scoring position. The Blue Jays will take an 8-4 lead into the bottom half of the eighth, looking for some extra insurance in their potentially final time up at the plate this ball game. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth coming up when we return.
Pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. Jace Borfin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Christopher Vasquez back out for his second inning worth of work. Just 11 pitches in his first. Now the pitch clock's winding down. He stepped off thinking he was going to get a disengagement. Now Davion Fry is going to call time, and it's a pitch clock violation on the Mets right-hander. So Borfin will start with a 1-0 count. Now Vasquez looking in. He comes set. Kicks, fires the 1-0. That one upstairs, now a 2-0 count. That one in the air, left side. It's got a lot of hook. Getting out of play, trying to at least, and that will get up into the netting. Wilfredo Lara, who has shifted over to the right side, playing almost right in between second and third, couldn't get there in time, and neither could the left fielder, Correll Paz. So that'll be a 2-1 count now to Borfin. We'll take some time as the Mets defenders get back into their positions. Borfin 0-for-3 in this game. Walked, drove in a run on a walk, came around and scored the sixth run of that second inning for Dunedin. Righty-lefty matchup. The 2-1, that one off the plate outside, now a 3-1 count. Borfin, the Blue Jays' sixth round pick this year out of the University of Arkansas, 3-1. He goes around, inside breaking ball, 3-2. Six home runs this year as a professional, one of the complex league, and he took the Florida State League by storm in his first few games. Five homers in five games, but he's come back down to earth a little bit. The 3-2, that one a tapper, right side foul. I think it went off the front foot of Borfin. Stayed about a foot to the right of the first base line all the way down before it was picked up by Yurel Martinez. So the count stays 3-2. Borfin will get another pitch. Vasquez comes set. 3-2 again. Ground ball, right side, he rolled over. Picked up by Villavicencio. Throw to first in time. That'll be out number one. Very likely his last at-bat of the night for Borifin. And just the second time, he'll go without a hit in a ballgame for the Blue Jays. Now, Roque Salinas stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup again. First pitch off the plate outside. 1-0 to start it off. Roque with hits in all three of his last at-bats. 3-for-4 in this game. Couple RBIs, but yet to score a run. Vasquez kicks, deals that one up and out. Now a 2-0 count. Vasquez with a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Now 4-up, 4-down so far tonight. 2 Ks as well for the righty. The 2-0 pitch, that one upstairs as well. 3-0 to start off Roque. Brennan Orff. Blue Jays first baseman waiting on deck. Vasquez 3-0. That one misses well wide. A 4-pitch walk to Roque, and he'll go to the base pass for the fourth time in a row. That brings up Brennan Orff, who's 1-for-3 on the day. Single and a run scored back in the second. Drew a walk back in the fourth. Ready kicks, fires, first pitch, misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Brennan Orff. Orff, who's been very patient at the plate this year. 23 walks to 22 Ks in now 21 games played. The 1-0 upstairs, now a 2-0 count. Vasquez comes set, kicks, deals the 2-0, misses again. Now seven straight have not found the zone for Vasquez. Losing his command a little bit here in this eighth inning. Three-0 pitch, that one misses. Back-to-back 4-pitch walks puts runners on first and second for Dunedin. Now Manuel Beltre up for the fifth time in this game. He's 0-for-2 with two walks and a run scored. Blue Jays with a chance to add on to their four-run lead. Looking for some insurance. Put this game well out of reach. First pitch, misses upstairs. Now 9 straight balls. Vasquez comes set again. Not even looking at the runners. Now he does turn towards second. Kicks, fires the 1-0. That one up. Now throw back to second. Roque back in. Perozzo. Never left his knees, tried to catch Roque sleeping. Get a free out on the base pass, but to no avail. Now 10 straight missing for Christopher Vasquez. The 2-0, that one misses 11 straight. Three balls, no strikes to Beltre. Vasquez in danger of 3 straight 4-pitch walks. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Finally fires home a fastball. 3-1 the count to Beltre. Not out of the woods yet, though. Angel Del Rosario waiting on deck. You know he's begging for an opportunity with the bases loaded. 3-1. In the air, right side. That's going to hook up and out of play. Full count, one away, runners on first and second for Beltre. He'll call time. Takes some extra moments to get back in the box, which he does now. Three balls, two strikes. Vasquez comes set, looks towards second, turns, kicks, fires, and that one off the end of the bat. Would have been ball four, but Beltre swinging at anything close with two strikes. Gets a piece of it, stays alive. Vasquez comes set again. 3-2 again. Upstairs for ball four. Three straight walks for Vasquez. Loads up the bases for Angel Del Rosario. Delro, who's 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach for the Mets, out to go talk to Vasquez. 2-for-3 in the game with a walk, an RBI, two runs scored. Now he's got a chance to do some real damage here and put this game well out of reach for the Mets. Davion Frye out on the mound trying to break up the meeting, but McKinney with some parting words for Vasquez. Finally turns towards his own dugout, and that should end the mound visit. Perozzo, though, lingering behind, and he finally joins the home plate umpire. They'll jog together, back behind the plate, and now Angel Del Rosario will step in. Base is full of birds here. Bottom of the eighth inning, one away. Righty-righty matchup. Vasquez comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Delro. Big hack at that one. 0-1. He'll call time. Saw a fastball at the right height, but it was inside. Took a massive hack, misses 0-1. Now Vasquez comes set, and the 0-1. Tapper, that one bounced on the plate and then back off of Delro while he was still in the box. Play ruled dead by Davion Frye very quickly, and the count's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Vasquez, the 0-2. That one hammered towards left. Over towards the wall goes Paz, but he's going to have room. Makes the grab on the track. Roque is going to tag from third. He'll score. 94.4 miles an hour off the bat of Angel Del Rosario. It's going to go down as a sac fly. Missed the barrel by just maybe a half inch towards the handle. If not, that ball's a rocket to the netting. But Delro will take the sac fly, and so will the Blue Jays. They extend the lead back out to 5, 9-4. Now runners on first and second, two down for Nick DeShaw. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start it off. First run against Christopher Vasquez in his inning in 2/3 now. Another RBI on the day for Angel Del Rosario, his second. Righty kicks, fires, caught and a miss. DeShaw chasing after that high heater. Evens up the count now, 1-1. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen, so it's going to be Liam Mendez's ninth inning. He's standing on the top step with a towel over his right shoulder. Vasquez, the 1-1. Caught and a miss. Breaking ball top of the zone. DeShaw waited for it to drop, but couldn't connect. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Vasquez out of the stretch for the pitch. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He didn't, says Alex Lowry. Inside breaking ball. Good take by DeShaw. Evens up the count at 2-2. Runners on first and second. A 2-2 count to Deschamps, two down in the inning. Vasquez, the pitch. Caught in a miss. Got him to swing at that inside breaking ball. He was in the dirt. Throw down to first by Perozzo. And stepping on the bag is Yurel Martinez for out number three. Third strikeout for Christopher Vasquez. He does give up the run on the sack fly by Anel Del Rosario. And we'll head on to the ninth. And I guess I missed someone warming up because the new pitcher's coming in for Dunedin. We'll talk about him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad. Tension ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top of the ninth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays making his single-A debut. Fresh call-up, Che Yeager. He's pitched in one professional game so far in his Blue Jays career. That was at the FCL a little bit ago when an inning and two-thirds, giving up one run on one hit and one walk, striking out one, but unfortunately taking the loss in that FCL contest. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. To start off, Diego Mosquera. The righty kicks, fires, caught in a miss. Nice breaking ball there by Yeager, and the count's 0-2. Top third of the order due up, Mosquera, Paz, and Morabito. Now you need five runs to try and extend this ball game, 1-2. Now the count as that one missed off the plate. Yeager, the Blue Jays' 12th round pick out of Pasco Hernando State Junior College. Up in Pasco County, that one cut at and missed. One batter, one K. They're going to toss that ball to the dugout. First single-A strikeout of Che Yeager's career. It goes into the right back pocket of Corey Reardon. Will get marked and given to Yeager. Nice moment for Che, just 20 years old. Born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Out of the windup, the righty. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Karell Paz. That fastball at 96. 1-0 to start off Paz. That's one thing that the Blue Jays pitching staff has kind of lacked this year is velo. Consistent velo like that, 1-1. Michael Brewer, who recently got sent to the Complex League, topped out around 95, 96. Now a couple mid-90s fastballs by Che Yeager. 2-1 the count. Righty kicks, deals, 2-1. Ground ball right side. That's going to get into right center field for a base hit. First hit that Yeager's given up here at the single-A level. Comes at the benefit of Correll. Paz now one on and one away for Nick Morabito. Now Jaeger working out of the stretch for the first time. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball to Morabito. Misses for a ball 1-0. Jaeger comes set. The 1-0. That one misses down low. Slider just below the zone. 2-0 the count to Morabito. Jaeger comes set. The 2-0. That one in there. Fastball at 95. Right down the middle. Morabito watches it go by for a strike. 2-1 the count. That one up and inside. 93 that time. A 3-1 count to Morabito. Three-one pitch, upstairs, ball four. Jaeger lost the command on the fastball a little bit there in that at-bat. Missed a little bit high. That'll push Correll Paz over to second base and puts Morabito over there at first. Taking some time for some reason. And now finally Morabito starts jogging his way to first base. That's going to bring up Wilfredo Lara. Runners on first and second. One away here, top of the ninth. St. Lucie with 4 runs on 10 hits. 0 errors committed. The Blue Jays, 9 runs on 11 hits. They've committed 2 errors. That's going to get Nick Deschamps that first inside fastball for a 1-0 count. He's going to draw the catcher out from behind the plate. Now to the mound to go talk to his pitcher. Trying to calm down Che Jaeger, who's very likely dealing with some of the jitters here in his first single-A appearance. Runners on first and second. A 1-0 count to Lara. One away here in this inning. The Blue Jays, despite only one extra hit over the Mets, have taken a much better advantage of the walks that they've been given. So far tonight for Dunedin, they've drawn 5 walks. Gone 4-14 with runners in scoring position. That one, a line shot into right field, base hit. They're going to wave the runner around third. Throw's going to be to second, and it's going to be behind the runner, but almost a collision between Beltre and Nick Morabito. I think that ball might have hit Morabito, causing Beltre to not be able to apply the tag. RBI single for Wilfredo Lara. Second hit, second RBI of the night. First run charge to Che Jaeger. Makes it a 9-5 ball game. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for another mound visit here for Jaeger. Fourth one of the night by the Blue Jays. The entire infield out on the mound discussing how they want to attack Vincent Perozzo, the catcher. Despite the big lead for the Blue Jays, that puts the potential tying run on deck. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Jaeger. That one misses inside. 1-0 to start off Perozzo. Blue Jays still holding on to a 4-run lead. There is someone warming up in the pen here for Dunedin. The 1-0. That one inside as well. The 2-0 pitch, that one in there. Gets one on the board, 2-1 the count. Caught and a miss. Back-to-back strikes on the board now for Jaeger. 2-2 count to Perozzo. Time called at the plate by the Mets catcher. Now digging back in. Runners on first and second. One away here. Top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays needing just two more outs to take this ball game. The 2-2, cut and a miss. Down swinging on the high heater. Perozzo down on strikes. Two Ks in the inning for Jaeger. And that'll bring up Carlos Dominguez. Both outs recorded via the K. That was his specialty at PHSC. 13.24 K per nine. That one misses low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Had 102 strikeouts through 69 and a third. Worth of works for the PHSC Bobcats. Caught and a miss. Now 1-1. Pitched to a 3.76 ERA through 15 total appearances. Averaging a little over four innings a start, or rather appearance. That one low, now 2-1 the count to Dominguez. Dominguez 2-for-3 on the day, solo shot as the last batter that C.J. Van Eyck faced. Now time called at the plate by Deschamps. That'll count as a disengagement, first one for Jaeger. Now Jaeger, the 2-1 pitch. In the air, in the infield, that could do it. Right side of the infield, Orff's going to call for it, and he'll make the grab, and that will be the ball game. The Blue Jays take the ball game by a score of 9-5. Final lines are as follows. The St. Lucie Mets scored 5 runs on 11 hits. They committed 0 errors. And your Blue Jays scored 9 runs on 11 hits. They committed 2 errors. The win goes to Eliander Acalde, his 6th win of the year, now even 6-6 in the win-loss column. And the loss will go to Saul Garcia. There is no save, and we are back tomorrow for a doubleheader here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for Game 1 is scheduled for 5 p.m. Gates will open here at TD Ballpark at 4, and coverage will begin here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 4:45. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight and sticking with us through the uncertainty of the timing of the first pitch. It means a lot to us that you did stay tuned in, and we can't wait to have you back tomorrow. Blue Jays win this game and even up the series at a game apiece, 9-5 for Game 2. First pitch again tomorrow at 5 p.m. for Game 3, and Game 4 will follow about 30 minutes after the conclusion of Game 1. On behalf of everybody here at the Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. See you tomorrow here in Dunedin.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind.
Living in this big blue world.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like Cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
Take my hand and hold.